I'm Shari Barbour. Heitor Villa-Lobos, a leader in 20th century Brazilian music, prolific composer, conductor, musician, and music educator. He received some music instruction from his father, but taught himself to play many instruments and played in the street bands of Rio de Janeiro. He loved the cello and earned a living playing it in local theater orchestras. Villa-Lobos traveled his country extensively and absorbed its history, filled with sounds and folk music traditions that left a lasting impression. He studied classical music and symphonic works. This self-taught composer mixed the street band melodies and rhythms of Rio and Brazilian native folk music with Western Europe classical traditions to create unique and new Brazilian music. He was a skilled guitarist and used the guitar, not the piano, to compose. Famous among his over 2,000 works is Baquianas Brasileiras, a set of pieces that blend Bach's composing style with Brazil's folk music, and a series of pieces titled Choros, based on a well-liked form of street music. Most popular are his guitar works, especially his 12 etudes and 5 preludes. He was strongly influenced by famous performers of the day, namely guitarist Andre Segovia and pianist Arthur Rubinstein, who supported and promoted his music. He never took a break from composing. Heitor Villa-Lobos earned many honors, traveled throughout Europe and the U.S., and was in high demand as a performer, composer, and conductor. He founded the Brazilian Academy of Music, the Ministry of Education Conservatory, and was featured on the 500 Cruzados banknote. He smoked a cigar, had a sense of humor, and believed world peace could be achieved through music. Now there's a thought. I'm Shari Barbour with All Those Notes. All Those Notes is a member of the Virginia Audio Collective. Visit virginiaaudio.org.